It's Powerback time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. If you didn't tune in to Tuesday's episode with Amy Taylor, the Shame Eliminator, I'm going to highly recommend you put on the brakes, pause this episode, and go back. But if you did listen to that, you know all about shame and the things that we tell ourselves. And for this week's Power Back, we're going to talk about our inner thoughts. So we say a lot of shit to ourselves, but we don't say it out loud. We say it internally. We say it in our minds. We say it silently. Because realistically, we don't really want anyone else to hear what we are saying, but we believe it ourselves. If you've been following along with me on social media this week, you know that I have done something that has taken an immense amount of gutsy. For the last 8 weeks, I've invested my time and energy into working with an executive coach named Kate Blake. If you're not familiar with Kate, I highly recommend you look her up. She is a spitfire. And she's been helping me to overcome the beliefs that have been ingrained in me. These are things that were either said to me, implied to me, situations that I've been in, but these are ultimately deep down, dark insecurities that I have allowed in my life and basically have influenced what I have and have not been able to do. Ultimately, this shit has held me back from being 110% who I know that I can be. So I just kind of got to a point in life where I'm not willing to be stuck anymore. I'm not willing to allow this shit to hold me back from being the light that I know that I am. And by making myself small, not only am I only doing myself a disservice, but I'm doing everyone around me a disservice as well. There's a saying that rising tide lifts all ships. And guess what? When we're hanging on to this mental baggage, we're not raising the tide or the ship. So Kate posed me with this challenge to wear my insecurities on a t-shirt. And my first thought was, why in the hell would you have me do that? And then she explained to me that to ultimately overcome your insecurities, you have to not only be willing to face them, but not be shameful of them and allow them to move on and through your life. So these are things that no longer serve me. These are things that have held me back from being my true powerful, badass self, because I know that without these beliefs, with new beliefs that I am worthy, I am capable, I am strong, the possibilities are literally limitless. For this week's Power Back, I want you to put your inner thoughts on loudspeaker. I mean, literally, truly, and honestly, I want you to say the things that you tell yourself in your mind out loud. You can start by saying them to yourself. I know that when I do this exercise, as soon as I verbalize it, I'm like, oh my gosh, what on earth? Why would I even say that? But when we say it silently, there's no repercussions other than the way that we feel. When you say them out loud, you actually give them life and energy. And guys, we tell ourselves a whole slew of things. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I don't want to look in the mirror because I look stupid today. I'm not good enough to do that. Nobody cares what I have to say. I'm really dumb. Like, why am I even trying this? Who would even think to look up me? Why would they want to pay me money to do something when they could just give it to someone else? And that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? I mean, we can write a whole novel on the things that we tell ourselves silently. So what I want you to do is just get in the mindset of just being aware when you start saying these things to yourself. And I want you to pause. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to say them out loud as you're looking at yourself. As you're looking at yourself, I also want you to think, when I say these things to my best friend, when I call someone else these names, or what if your best friend was saying these things about herself? What would you say to her? The key here is interrupting your old habits, stopping them when they're happening, and rerouting them. Because all of it, it's muscle memory. It's things that we have become accustomed to, thoughts that we have just, these are part of my life, and this is how I talk to myself. So the trick here is just to be insanely aware of what you're saying to yourself, pause in the moment, and reroute. So what else can you say to yourself in place? If you're saying, I'm fat, what else can you say to yourself in that moment? I'm gorgeous. I'm beautiful. If you're saying, I'm a shitty business person, what about, look at this incredible business that I have made and how far I have come? It's all about stopping in the moment and replacing those things with healthy, beautiful sayings to help encourage yourself to keep going. Because guess what? If you can't believe those things, then how on earth do we expect anyone else to? It's not everyone else's responsibility to make us feel amazing. We have to be willing to own those things first. And when we do, we put off a positive, higher vibration that people start flocking to. You owe yourself the love that you give everyone else so freely. Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast as we talk all things money, 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 money. We're going to talk about charging and payments and how to like streamline all that shit on the back end so that you're not hand creating invoices every week and what programs to use and so many other aspects that come along with finances. Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you want more business insights, follow me personally on Instagram at ThatLauraAura. See you next time.